right.
I'm gonna.
Come on, Baldy. I'm so pumped, man.
Me too.
Are you happy?
Yeah, of course.
So who are you, Baldy?
I'm Jaron Drew.
Jaron Drew?
Jaron Drew, yes.
Funny comic guy. I'm so happy you're here. Did you watch some podcasts I made before?
Yeah. I saw the first three episodes.
Okay. All of them? Research.
Half an hour mark. Ben Cardilli's podcast.
Yes. No BS with SB.
That's it.
So we talk about you, Baldy.
Good.
Do you have... you finished it. So yeah, this is your bottle of water if you're thirsty.
Got water here.
I love my coconut water.
I was actually just drinking coconut water in there.
No way.
It was on sale
So I'm a producer, I'm the light guy, I'm the sound man, you're beautiful, Baldy.
You're a one-man show, yo.
Okay, so listen, I do the podcast because I'm very interested about the comic in Montreal.
Yeah.
I want to know everything about you. Are you ready, Baldy?
I'm ready, man. Let's throw it out, throw out the questions.
So how long you do comedy?
Straight up.
How long you do comedy?
Honestly, 4 years.
4 years full time?
2016, I was doing it just once a week, you know?
Not even a week?
Once a month.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My first spot was Comedy Nest.
First show ever?
Yes, sir.
Comedy Nest. Comedy Nest. Do you know remember the year and the day?
Yeah, 2016. And I believe it was in October.
Okay.
October, man. And a lot of people showed up, surprisingly. Like my people, 15 people.
15 or 50?
15
people.
Yeah, 15 people. Shout out to them.
Wow. What is the worst time to bring people when you know you're going to bomb?
Exactly. I didn't even hit my 5 minutes.
But at the same time, you did well because you have 15 people.
Exactly, yeah. It was very
Listen, I want to know before we go there, so why you decide to be a comedian? What did you miss in your life to suffer like that?
That's it.
You know what I mean?
I always have an elaborate saying to why I got into comedy. Because when I was little, people would make fun of me, you know what I mean? So just because of appearance. My childhood was...
You get bullied.
Exactly, bullied just for my indifference. So I guess I wanted to change... when I learned how to change the narrative and actually make people laugh, you know what I mean? Which was grade 5, grade 6.
Yeah, because you can fight.
Exactly.
So you have to find something to destroy the guy.
Mechanism,
but
you know?
Not with your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
But with your voice.
Psychologically too, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So basically, once I learned how to be funny, that's when I was like, okay, I got it. I'm pretty good at this, you know what I mean?
So how? Just
doing, being the class clown, you know what I mean? Just I always got that.
Accept what people saw from you.
Yeah, this exactly.
Accept who you are.
Yeah.
And be proud of what you are.
Yeah.
Because you're right. The perception. I'm fat, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not proud to be fat. But I live. I want to lose weight. But if you said I'm fat, I don't care.
Exactly.
I know I'm fat. You know what I mean? So you can use that with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you realize that when? Young?
I was always a class clown. I really got into stand-up itself.
Okay.
Because I wanted to... I knew from that experience myself, you know what I mean? Comedy starts with knowing thyself. So I feel it's a process thing, you know what I mean? So stand-up comedy or on stage, you know how to emulate funniness, you know, you're not you on stage, you know what I'm saying? You're you times 100, you know what I mean? You're a character.
Yeah, yeah.
So at a young age, I knew, okay, cool, people are laughing at me.
Yes.
So how do I make people laugh with me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25.
Yeah.
Okay. So you start to to laugh about yourself.
Exactly.
Eminem in the movie 8 Miles.
That's it.
When he starts to say, I know you're going to say I'm white, I'm poor. What are you going to say that, you know? He show to the people, what, show me, you know.
Exactly.
I know who I am. So, wow. So, and when did you see the switch? Do you remember?
The switch, honestly,
Is it at the college or high school?
So like, I guess before comedy, like before stand-up itself, like before like 4 years ago, I did door-to-door. So you know, like door-to-door, you can't be like...
What do you mean door-to-door?
Like a salesman.
Me too, I was a salesman,
really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
It's why I learned to be confident.
That's it. So like,
it's like open mic, you know, you bomb until you have a sale.
Yeah.
And when you have a sale, it's another world.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The first sale is the best.
That's it.
He said, okay, I can do it. So what did you sell?
I was selling home services. I was working for this company that...
Man, it's so funny to saw you at the door. Me, I would open the door and say, oh, are you bothering?
Exactly.
You have chocolate?
What are you selling? You know, I'm like sometimes I'll joke, like, I'm a kid from the Philippines, you know? I need some cash, please, but, you know, I'll switch it up.
If you don't, I'm going to sleep in your backyard.
That's it. And you can't be creepy, too, you know? Like, hey there.
Did you
sell home services? You know, you gotta have a composure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like that's where I kind of
because when you knock at the door, okay, for people who don't know how it's work, okay, you have 5 seconds.
To
the guy opened the door, you have to do how are you? Ta 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 ta. You know.
Hi, my name's Jim. You know.
Yeah.
You gotta.
If you stop, you're screwed.
Yeah. And
me, my law, it was my three law was. I need three no. Before I said,
if
he give me no, I said, you're not done.
Exactly.
If he closed the door, okay, I'm screwed. But like, because he always bullshit us, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to buy you chocolate, but it's my wife who's in charge of the money. I said, okay, what time she arrive?
Exactly.
And the guy was screwed because he thought I would say, okay, bye.
Exactly.
She said, 6? Okay, I'm coming back at 6.
Yeah, you know? Okay, Paul, I'll come back at 6 o'clock.
So, first, how did you get in the sale, door to door? Why? It's so tough.
I first moved to Calgary. This was in Calgary, right? So, I lived in Montreal, moved to Calgary for.
Why? Why you moved to Calgary?
My parents.
Okay.
School and you know, just get my life together.
Did you like the transition? The transition because you like everybody know you, so you're not bullying enough. You restart in Calgary.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Exactly. It was such a big transition because Calgary, it's so serious. You know what I mean? As far as business, if you're a nurse, you know you're working. You know what I mean? If like it's straight business, there's no partying in Calgary. There's no. It's such a difference.
What kind of people is there? The mentality.
Just like work. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like Toronto.
It's Toronto, really?
Yeah.
Calgary is like a developing city. You know what I mean?
Toronto, everybody work.
Really?
Yeah.
But Toronto has
nobody like, talked to
Toronto nobody. Has Drake. Toronto has like
Toronto has Drake.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Toronto
but you have a Western there in Calgary. You have half.
That's it. Yeah.
You have nothing. You have the Stampeder.
Yes, that's it.
The Flames, Calgary Flames.
Did they win anything? Or they?
They win in '86. They beat us in '89.
We shouldn't be talking about the Flames. Then. You know what I mean?
There's no, but when
straight business in Calgary. So the transition was very. Very different, and it was a learning experience. So that's why I got to door to door because that's the only thing I could get.
You can work at Tim Horton?
No, I didn't want to.
So you
want to
be your own boss?
Exactly. That's what the manager sold me.
Yes.
Like, you want to be rich?
Yes. Rich? You said that?
Yeah.
Wow, rich.
You want to be rich? You want to be 5K a week? I'm like, yo, I'm
so
let's do it. And I got my first paycheck. I did like 5 sales. I was expecting like $800. Freaking like, I only got like $80. My dad got so mad. He's like, yo, you're working 40 hours a week for $80? I'm like, yeah, man, it's, you know, you're, it's not about the $80. You're developed, like I tried to sell it to my dad.
So when you said you're going to do comedy, it was already sale.
Exactly.
You said, oh, you guys sound good.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much sales. And
you sell yourself.
Exactly. Once I became a pro, like once I realized I was a product of myself, it was like, okay, I want to know the psychology of laughter.
Really?
I want to know like, you know, what triggers. I want to know eye contact. I want to know.
Yeah. And now we live in a society of everything. It's possible to learn the comedy. At the time when me, it was impossible.
Because it's so we live in such an informational age.
Yeah.
You know, like you could be a mechanic just by watching YouTube.
Yes.
You know how to fix a car. And
exactly.
Stuff.
So yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not.
So you, how long did you do the sale, door to door?
I only did it for 5 months until my dad said.
Yeah, but your first week, $80. Did you make $5K in a week?
No, no. That was,
so the guy was bullshitting.
Exactly.
Okay.
He was BSing.
So what did you do? Yeah, you need to. Oh, but you live in with your parents.
Yeah, I was living with my parents.
So no, you don't have stress to pay rent.
No, no, no stress.
Okay. So you after 5 months of I'm done with that. Did you start comedy in Calgary?
No, I started in Montreal.
And when you came back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay. So what did you? Why you came back?
Your parents
moved back.
No, no, my dad's still there. Okay. That's why. Thank God I have a place to stay. You know, when they go to Calgary. So I moved back because my mom's here, and
they're divorced.
Exactly.
Okay. So you have a Calgary and a Montreal.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, my mom was having surgery. There was nobody here, so I moved back, and then I got stuck here.
So, what do you mean stuck here?
Like, just decide to stay.
Okay.
Right. So, and then I started comedy
at the Nest.
At the Nest.
You bring 15 people.
Yeah, 15 people. I think more.
What was the day, you know, when before, you know, you're gonna go sleep? What is in your mind? Remember?
Oh man, you know, if this works out, that's it. Like, I'm gonna skyrocket. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm gonna kill.
Oh, you were confident.
Yeah.
No stress.
The stress came 2 minutes before I got on stage.
Okay.
I felt.
Oh,
I felt
wow, wow! I love that. Okay, I love that. So you never anticipate.
No.
Okay, so. Confident? Did you have a text, a script? Did you wrote something?
So I was, like I said, like the research. You could be a mechanic.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, you stole jokes?
No, I didn't steal any jokes.
Okay.
I did my own material.
Okay.
But I understood that it was three. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The tack, tack,
exactly,
tack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The three. Like laughter comes in threes.
Yeah, yeah. But in real life, doesn't work like that.
Not at all, man. Not at
so,
all.
So okay. So you bring people. You do you remember who hosted at the Nest at the time?
Walter Lang.
And what was the order? Are you first, second, third?
I think I was like second.
Second?
No, third. I was third.
Third, but not bad.
Yeah.
So everything is great until when you see 2 minutes, is it when he say your name or it's when you knew
when, I got to
when
the
guy
Nest.
Before you bomb? You know, what I mean? Did he bomb?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
So I was so honed into myself.
Okay.
And the act that, like, I was like, wow, you know, shit. Like, I arrived to the Nest. I was like, oh man, this is a life. You know, I have to get used to this. Like, free drinks. I was like, bro, this is it. You know what I mean?
Imagine in French, it's $25, two free drinks, and you don't need to bring people.
There we go.
I already hear more, you know?
I'm gonna start learning French. But I was super nervous.
So 2 minutes, Walter say your name.
Yeah.
What's happened to you?
Jared, I was like, oh my God, what if I forget? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought it was like sales. You know what I mean? You want
go sell yourself.
Exactly. You want to sell.
So you went on stage, took the mic. What's happened? Is it because you have 15 people you bring and more? You said.
Yeah.
How many total people?
15. I'm just short. Like tall as
no, no. I mean, did you have other people there? Or just your staff?
There was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. So your first open mic.
Yeah. There was a bit like.
It's like, it's not an empty room.
No. It was.
Wow, man. Say hello.
Like, hey.
Wow, all right.
Is this alive?
It's alive, buddy.
Okay, cool.
Because the problem with my camera, it's, you know, that it's the reverse to
right.
have a higher resolution. So I can't sometimes. My phone stopped for nothing.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't want to lose your
training,
great story,
training,
you know,
okay,
in case,
yeah.
You know. So I just want to, you know, everything is great. Anyway, it's raw, not perfect. But, you know, the reason why I don't put music, sound, editing, is because I want.
No BS.
You're the star.
Exactly.
You're
SP
the reason.
No BS.
Exactly. I want to know everything. I want to take my time. People will care anyway if I move and then.
Yeah. It's a good concept. It's a good concept.
It's real, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
So, so you went on stage.
So I had my three like topics.
Okay.
That I thought was funny that I wrote like literally 2 weeks before, because you have to email, right? You have to email Comedy Nest.
Yeah.
And then you get the spot on a Tuesday, Newbie Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I started off by like saving say I bounced off the music, which was like my intro song.
Okay.
And then that didn't work. I'm like, oh fuck. All right.
No music?
No. I got music.
Okay.
And I did a joke about, why is she saying that?
You know what I mean? Okay. You do a joke about the song.
Exactly. So I made a joke about the song. And I was like, oh fuck. Okay. Because I didn't get a laugh, you know. And then once I said, oh fuck, like everyone laughed. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, let me get into my material.
Okay.
And then I did my material. When I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking up, guys, sorry about this. That's when I got like laughs, you know what I mean?
Every time people saw you don't feel well.
The vulnerability, you know?
Yeah.
But my last joke, which I knew was gonna hit.
Okay.
Like, I don't wanna sound arrogant or anything, it hit. And then I thought 5 minutes was done, I was like, yo, I killed it. You know what I mean? Did I pass 5 minutes? I think I did 10.
Oh, you never saw the red light?
Nope, I didn't. I didn't see the red light. I only did 3 minutes. Oh. And I thought I did 10.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, the perception when you stress. So you did 3, so Walter was not ready?
No, Walter, I was like, all right, guys, thank you.
Oh, so 3 minutes, Walter, you bring 15 people for 3 minutes?
Exactly.
Oh my god. But you don't know at the time. You think you did 10.
Yeah, I was on
so
stage.
So you went off the stage? Did you listen what Walter said about you, or you just present another comic right away?
I don't remember.
Did you record this?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So you shouldn't remember?
I don't even think I seen what Walter said.
Because
I had a camera person there. And
oh, somebody, okay. So you went off the stage. What did you feel? Did you felt like, oh my god, I buzzed the time?
Or yeah, I felt like I bombed.
Okay, you remember you bombed?
Yeah, I bombed for sure.
Okay.
But my last joke, I was like, look at my last joke, you know? I was like, yo, how do I keep that energy? Like, it was a high, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, it's the best high ever, like, because now you're screwed.
The dopamine, exactly.
You're screwed. No, you're okay. like you're here now.
Fuck okay.
You're here.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's so rough, but... yeah,
so you get off. Did you feel other comic said good, bravo?
Yeah, you know, that was good.
Yeah.
Like natural, when I was natural, oh man, you know, to be honest, guys, I'm fucking up.
It's your first show. Why you put so much pressure off your first show? You know, we all do that.
That's it.
Because we pretend that if I'm funny the first show, my career is done. No,
the whole fake it till you make it thing.
We still bomb after 10 years.
Exactly.
Because we always to restart jokes.
Yeah.
So you get off. Everybody enjoy you.
Yeah, everyone was like, yo, like props, man. Like they weren't saying good job on the jokes. They're just like, I couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like I couldn't get up there. So props, real props. I'm like, shit, okay, if my stage presence is there, I gotta work on the jokes.
So when is your the next show after that?
The next show was, I think, Burritoville.
1 week, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks later?
Yeah, two weeks.
It doesn't exist anymore, huh? Was that upstairs?
No. Burritoville, yeah. It used to exist.
On Bishop?
Exactly, yeah, okay. Yeah. There was an open mic on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And,
Was that Wednesday?
Sorry?
Was that Wednesday?
I don't remember the day.
I think it was Wednesday.
I'm BSing. I don't know the
day. Anyway, it's not important. Exactly. It's close. So how did you go there? Did you did well? Did you feel?
It was a more intimate room. You know what I mean? It was a smaller room, so you could hear the laugh.
Yeah.
Again, like 15 of my friends showed up. It was.
Are you bringing?
15. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like I had mad love. Like, I have a funny story about that, actually. I did the same material. This time I did 4 minutes. Because, like, I was just rambling.
Yeah.
Like, about, like, okay, what am I going to talk about? Oh, I have a joke about sexual predators. And then that's when I get the laughs. You know what I mean? Oh,
yeah,
like...
No,
like,
but it's funny. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Like, I understood... Yeah, like I said, I understood the openness of... stand up, and I just want to work on it, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to understand weapons, and just want to understand, you know what I mean? Like, weapons as a joke.
Exactly.
Like, when I could take it out. But it was a weird period, because my friends, you know, when you're like 21, they just want to party, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like my friends were like, yo, next superstar. That's my second open mic. It's like, bro, let's take it easy, you know what I mean? Yo, come grab a drink.
Celebrate your bum twice.
Exactly.
In 2 weeks.
Like, I'm like, bro, relax. It's just an open mic with my mom, with, you know, my
you
dad.
You bring your mom?
Yeah, my mom and dad.
Oh, my
cousins.
God, man, you're not scared?
And definitely, I was, of course, you know. And, like, yeah, they're like, yo, let's go out, let's do it. I'm like, bro, I'm just in the open mic, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we're popping bottles, we're celebrating. Next big thing, bro.
Pop all bottles. Need champagne, it's expensive.
Mad expensive. It was...
So you did it. So you did it.
Sorry?
You went there.
Yeah. This was...
You pop bottle?
This happened 2 months straight, you know what I mean? Where I do like an open mic at like McLean's or like... or like Comedy Nest. And right after, yo, let's celebrate. Oh, fuck. All right, let's do it. You know what I mean?
Do you talk about that on your show?
No, I actually like just wrote that. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you should talk about that. It's funny, man.
Yeah.
The good luck. I did my one-man show where Kiel is the Celtic kid and never pop a bottle of champagne. Imagine an open mic.
That's the goal, man. One man.
That's the goal. We're going to talk about that, the goal, for sure. But, okay, so you do open mic. You pretend I'm a comedian. Yes, everybody pumps you. They drunk you.
Oh, man.
But when did you realize, okay, no, I need to stop bringing my friend and just focus because it's a job?
When I really lost, when I lost this girl I was talking to, you know what I mean? I was talking to her since like high school.
Okay.
And it got, you know, like with all the popping bottles, with everything, it got to my head. I was so like, yo, I'm a comedian, next big thing, you know what I mean? Because I was gassed up. People were pumping me up. So she kind of drifted away because I was living that like lifestyle, you know what I mean? And yeah, that's when I realized, oh man, I just pushed this person away. I gotta reevaluate everything, you know what I mean?
What, and, do you have a day job at the time?
Yeah, I had a day job.
What do you do?
At the time I was working at a call center.
Yeah?
A call center, just sales. On the phone?
Okay.
No, the telephone.
Okay, so now you don't want to walk and knock at the door, you just...
Exactly. No, yeah.
You want to just take the phone?
This was in Montreal, exactly. This was in Montreal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So you do a 40-hour a day?
32.
So, and you...
But
you,
I promise you 40 hours, but really the break is not paid for.
Yeah.
Lunch isn't paid for, so...
And so you do comedy often?
Part-time, yeah. It was like at least twice... a week, you
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be at McLean's, I'd be...
Grumpy's?
I didn't do Grumpy's up until my, like, when I came back to comedy. After my break.
Okay.
When I realized, like...
Because you stopped.
Exactly.
Why did you stop? Remember why you stopped?
Yeah, like I said, I was pushing people away, you know what I mean? With my, just with my antics, like in the club after, like I'd be arrogant, you know what I mean? It wasn't me.
Your attitude changed because of comedy?
No, because of the
success.
The hype I was getting. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I was getting no success. I was in open mics.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Just
my friends being...
So did you believe it for the...
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I was very like, yo, I'm going to be the shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the next Kevin Hart, Russell Peters.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I was talking, like, I'd be talking to like club promoters, like club owners, like just introducing myself. And like... Like, I wanted to rent out a venue, and it was like, I wasn't even 100 open mics in, you know what I mean?
No, how many? 30, 20?
Not even 30.
Okay.
But
you're confident.
Yeah.
Because like you said, you're to be good, it's something, but to sell yourself, it's another thing.
That's it.
Yeah, and in the new world of comedy now, you don't need manager anymore.
Yeah.
You need maybe agent who can bring you stuff, but if you do nothing, nothing's gonna happen.
If you market yourself well,
exactly.
That's it, right?
So you have a key, a tool in your pocket because you know how to sell shit at the door.
Exactly.
You know how to talk with people to convince
you
because
know
you think about that to sell something at the door. It's tough because the person maybe start to make the dinner, have kids, You know, the dogs barks.
They have their own lives.
You have to tack, you know, and on the phone, you know, you have to be fast too.
That's it.
So you have you have some tool. It's gonna help you, like now in your comedy. Yeah. But so okay, so you party, you
I was gassed up.
You party, you do open mic and pretend okay I'm a comedian. Yeah,
exactly.
And someday you realize you're not, and you start to change your lifestyle.
I was in my room at my parents' house. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
What do you watch?
No, I'm just looking at my just in my room, helpless. I was like, oh, I'm not really who I am, you know, life changer.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but why? Is it because you're hangover? You realize that?
Yeah, I was hungover.
You know what's happened in this day?
What reality? Yeah, no, I got a text from that girl who I pushed away.
Okay,
and I was like, fuck, you know, that was actually real. What I'm thinking of myself, the partying, it's just a fantasy. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't...
Yeah, it's fake.
Exactly.
You don't learn, you don't grow.
I'm not a comedian, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And that's when, like shit, like, hit the fan. I'm like, okay, no, I gotta get back in touch with myself.
Yes.
Because I was being something I wasn't.
So what did you do?
Started reading.
You started reading?
Started reading.
Why are you laughing?
Huh?
Why are you laughing?
Oh, no, I just started reading. Just reading.
No, man, reading is great.
Yeah, I know.
You read the story about coming here?
Just reading in general about self-help, about, you know what I mean, just like comedians, yeah, like biographies. And
what kind of biography do you read?
I read the Kevin Hart book.
Okay.
So far, I read Kevin Hart book, Jimmy O. Yang.
Jimmy
O. Yang.
Okay.
A Chinese comic who migrated to the U.S. and he was like in the ghetto. It's just a good story, you know what I mean. So I had to.
You need some mentor.
Yep.
To realize that everybody starts somewhere, everybody struggles.
That's it.
And if you're very serious, you're gonna find your path. You know.
That's it. That's
so
it.
You start to read. And did you continue to do open mic?
No, I just stopped completely.
So why you stop to do open mic when your lifestyle change? Somebody discourage you? Or you discourage yourself?
I guess you could say somebody discouraged me. Like I got depressed when that person, like, left.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, shit. You know what I mean? It's like it was, it hit me. I just got sad that the person wasn't in my life anymore.
Okay. Oh, she dumped you.
Basically.
Whoa, okay, yeah, yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, not cool, not cool.
Really tough times.
Yes.
And,
yeah, so you're down, you cry.
It's like in a trance, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So how long did you take before you say, you know what, I'm back?
A whole year.
All year? Yeah. So the year of what, 2017?
2017, yeah.
So,
exactly.
Okay, so when did you realize, okay, I'm back?
Just like when I realized that the emotions that I'm feeling is I'm in control of the happiness, of the sadness.
Yes.
And I only found that out
with the book.
Exactly, through reading, through real experience.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And just like, yeah, yeah, start with you.
Raising my self-awareness. Yes. I don't know, it was a whole growth process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm, like, in a way, I'm thankful for that experience.
Yeah, and you're still young to learn that, man.
That's it.
It took me like 30, 31 to realize, like, I'm an adult.
Nobody, exactly.
Nobody gonna call me and said, you know what? You don't give up. Yeah, you have a great talent.
Exactly.
Like, nobody care, you know. It's the only reason why we are here is because of ourselves, you know.
That's it.
Some people encourage us, but doesn't. Oh, look at that, Tony.
Half an hour.
Wow, we have more budget, Tony. This is the owner of the Peroni. Say hello. Come be beside here.
Well,
just here. Come.
This guy's the owner.
No, just here. Come here, say hello to the people.
Hi there.
This is the best guy in the world.
Right.
But you forgot the biscotti body. You got a biscotti body?
I saw it.
Hey, do you know they have a comedy night here, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you saw the
show? Yeah, I
did you play
one of it? No, I want to though.
Hey, man, this is the
packed
room ambience. It's a great place, man.
For sure.
Did you heard? Did you watch? Do you listen to TSN? Radio?
TSN Radio?
Yeah, I did a commercial.
Really?
Put TSN And I'm like, how are you, everybody?
that's
an amazing commercial. I think, it's in my phone.
I actually have a gift for you.
You have a gift for me? Yeah, wow.
Because I know the, you're starting up, you need some, like
budget.
Exactly.
You want to put the budget?
I got you.
Wow. Let's do it. Don't be shy. Like I said, it's raw, not perfect. People love that. Anyway. Whoa.
Not too raw.
No way.
You need some,
it's not a gift, man. It's more, wow, the gold one. Really?
That's hilarious.
You're so generous, man.
Thank you, man. You need some props, you know?
Four biscotti, Bondi.
Merci.
I'm good. Thank you.
Wow, look at that, guys. Look. This is gold. Wow, let me put that. I can see. Oh, it's too far.
So now every time you do your podcast, you have like...
Man, do I should keep in the box?
I
can remove it because
it's
big
better taken out, you know what I mean?
Because fans of pop, of Funko Pop, but you know what? You're right.
I got you, man.
You're right. I'm gonna. Oh wow, man!
This is actually one of my side hustles.
Man.
I flip pops.
Oh man!
Got you, bro.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Man, this is beautiful, and I love Hulk.
That's awesome.
And I love Funko Pop. Wow, is it possible?
Done.
Are you sure?
Done. Beautiful.
Let's.
I'm sure of it.
Put here like that. Put the box back.
So you know the Apollo? How they?
Oh my God, man! It's beautiful.
You know how the Apollo has like that wood, that stump?
The Apollo.
In New York?
Oh yeah, people
now
touch the wood.
Exactly. That's gonna be the wood. You know,
man, thank you so much.
Got you, man.
Sugar?
Let's do it.
I love brown sugar. And you know how we, this, I'm so grateful, you know, because, you know, everything starts with an idea, you know,
that's
with
it.
Something about you, you know. Yeah. I was scared to do a podcast because of the judgment of the people. And you know what? I said, you know, fuck you.
That's it.
Who cares?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, do your stuff. If you don't like, don't watch it.
That's it.
You know, just focus on positive people, positive thing. And do your own, and you know what I mean? And I was, because you have to understand, I'm French, though. I speak in English, I learned English 7 years ago. I continue to learn English, by the way, and that stuff, I'm 7 years old, you know?
That's it.
But I'm passionate.
How old?
I'm 44.
44, right?
I learned English 7 years
ago. 7 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seven, you know? And in my head, I'm 7 years old
in English.
Like, how old are you in French?
I'm Francais.
Minus zero?
0 years, yeah. Negative 5 years.
You know? Tu comprends ce que je veux dire? So you feel me, buddy. So you know. And I said, you know, nobody will call me. You should do a podcast. But I love so much comedy. I know. Everybody think Montreal is just for laugh. Yes, it's just for laugh, but 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we have great comic. We have great story.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm gonna promote myself and invite great comic like you.
Honestly, that's
you
what
know?
It's about. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's the comedy side and the business side.
Everyone.
You gotta be networking. You gotta be connecting.
Exactly. We have the opportunity. Look at that. Take me a long time to process how to figure it out to do a great quality of song. Because people say, oh, your sound is it's not perfect. I say, I know, but it's by purpose. Because I want you to heard the coffee machine or this. Look at that. Gotta,
that's it.
It's the restaurant. We are in a restaurant. I want to feel the discussion in a restaurant.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? Because every time I saw you, remember, we talked about that.
Yeah, we would. And that's what I appreciate,
you know?
Too. And that's what I was kind of, you know, not complaining, but... That's what I was expecting, for like the veterans to be looking at the younger comics and just giving feedback, because that's all I ask for, you know, just like...
Because no matter where you think you are,
and
no matter what you think where I am, we are in the same place.
Okay.
We bomb every night in open mic.
Yeah. Well, you paid your dues, right?
I know, but I struggle. I pay my rent.
Yeah.
This is a goal.
That's awesome.
I don't understand. I'm not at the same place. I pay my rent. You don't pay your rent.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept of the comedy is, no matter if I pay my rent or not, if you think you know where.
That's it.
Trust me, when you're gonna start to pay your rent, you're gonna realize it's more tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now you have a reason to bum.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, now you don't have any reason. You just enjoy. Do you still live with your parents?
Certainly, yeah, yeah. So I had to move back.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So me, it's not granted. It's not forever. So I have to bum every night. Yeah. To figure it out, you know,
exactly.
What the joke I'm gonna do, and I want to finish with that, I'm not spiritual, but in a sense, yes. But when you have a dream and you start to write on the paper and figure it out how you're gonna do it, everything starts to open.
That's it.
If you never start something, it's impossible to think what's gonna happen because you don't start. Start something. And you know what? Why I say that? It's because when I start to figure it out, the sound, the view, my phone, how it's work, I walk here, and I saw the owner.
Yeah.
And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to do a show, an open mic, and I'm working on my podcast." So, what is a podcast? Oh, it's a discussion with a comic, and I need a place to do that.
That's it.
And he said, "Why you don't do that here?"
That's
it. I said, "He's really?" I said, "Yes." So look at that.
Like
now we are here.
Exactly. It's you know, it's
a rough. Coffee discussion with you,
Sebastian, bro. No BS with SB.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And no BS with SB. It's a friend, Yannick Crevier. Okay. It's a friend of mine who works in the publicity, and he said, "What do you want to talk about?" I said, "You know, no bullshit. Exactly. I want to talk about the industry, the passion of comedy." You know, and he I said, "I want the 80s style, and I want neon, you know that?
Yeah.
Neon?
Neon lights.
Like
yeah.
The Heineken?
Yeah.
And he Heineken, and he bring me with no BS with SB.
That's awesome.
I'm so grateful,
that's
you know?
Awesome, yeah.
So when you start something, it's you. It's when I saw you at the small, open mic with Vince,
yeah.
Man, I
said, shout out Vince.
When I saw you, I said, this guy, if he focus, look at me, man. If you focus and do your homework, trust me, you have a place in this world of comedy. Because all the bullying,
yeah.
If you can take it,
change it,
it's a killer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're funny.
I appreciate that.
No, you're funny.
Naturally, yeah, yeah.
Naturally, you know, and you have a number about cocaine.
Yeah,
oh, man,
yeah.
Was funny.
Possibly.
So let's continue to talk about that because the coffee, the
I just wanted to make a point about life itself.
Yes.
Like your soul, like you don't know where it's going.
You don't know.
So like you relate that to stand up.
Yes.
Like you don't know where it's going when you get that response. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are they gonna laugh? Or are they not? So it kind of ties hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like hand in hand is in it all relates, you know what I mean? In how I see it. You know, like the rawness of just going on stage and just you versus the people.
Exactly. And more than that. Because people want so fast to be funny but they don't realize go on stage it's tough.
You're naked.
Talk to with a mic. A spot in the face. You know, no crowd, no bad condition, you know.
Grumpies,
you know,
bad
comic, you know, talk bad shit about you, and you know what I mean?
Jealousy,
you know what I mean? You have to learn that.
That's it.
It takes years.
That's it. That's
before to understand that, okay. It's like life.
Exactly.
You know, do your stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, but good people arrive in your life when you start to be positive, you know what I mean?
You it's a give and take, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But you can't be too positive or else you become delusional, you know what I'm saying? Because there's wolves, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what I mean. Because I think what do you mean by don't be too much positive?
So
me, I'm too much positive, and I'm lucky with because it's so easy to be negative.
You know, like a positive mentality, but like,
oh, realist. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. It's good to be. You have to be sad and mad to keep that balance.
Oh no, I'm pissed off, me. I'm happy, pissed off, man. Oh yeah. You're right. No, you're right. Because anyway, it's all the pain inside you. When you're gonna realize it's why. You do comedy.
That's it.
It serves you to the. You are pissed off about this, but I have to
release.
Put that funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
the releasing that out there and just, oh shit, you know, it wasn't so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, like you're in control of your own emotion, you know what I mean? But there's reality to it, you know what I mean? There's people.
Yes, they have reality and your reality.
Exactly.
So you decide which reality you want to be.
That's it. Your stance.
It's so easy to be in the reality of others.
Reality
of what people think about you.
That's it.
You know,
it's easy to get caught up and just to care about people's opinions.
Exactly.
But when it's like, yo, God, I'm in control of my own.
So you say that, okay? So you came back after a girl who left you.
Yeah.
So you took 1 year.
Just no, the girl and everything just going away. Anyway, sorry.
What do you mean?
Like pushing friends away because of my drunkenness. You know, okay. The kind of club. Yeah. It was a lot of things.
Man. You stopped everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you broke with her.
Sorry.
With the girl, you broke with the girl.
She broke with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's why you're in pain.
It hurt. Yeah.
So you stopped 1 year.
Sorry. Yeah.
You read book. You stop drinking, partying, you change your habit.
Exactly.
And you restart.
Exactly.
So where did you restart? You remember?
Yeah, just for laugh. Just for laugh, like when I really got serious, just for laugh 2018. When I went to that W, and like I got to introduce myself to, not even introduce, I was like.
What did they do about you?
The whole.
Oh, the Wyatt.
Yeah, the Hyatt. Yeah,
the Hyatt. The H. It's H.
Is it
the Haya?
The W?
It's Waya. Waya? Okay, so yeah, the hotel where every comic I just will have sleep and do conference.
Yeah.
I'm always there every year.
Exactly.
So you went there?
Pro, yeah. So I wasn't really introducing myself because I was fanboy. I was like, yo, man, Russell Peters, oh my God.
Groupie.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too, I did that. I took a picture with him.
Yo, bro, please, you know what I mean? Like, so, oh my God, Chris, like all these comics.
Yeah.
But then after all that, like, I felt like, yo, I gotta have that energy, you know what I mean? Because the thing that really woke me up was Chappelle. He walked in the room, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He came in the party, and you could feel the energy just
switch.
And it's not even about Chappelle, it's about an energy that you emulate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
went to see the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
And Will Smith was in the private place.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Everybody stopped. And stopped watching the game.
That's it.
Think about that. It's the Montreal Canadiens.
And you pay tickets to...
Yeah, and he have to go up and say hello to everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so everybody can say, okay, see you have a game. This was amazing. The energy, you feel it.
That's it.
So you said, I want this energy. So you want this attention.
Not even the attention. Just like... Because it wasn't just like the self-preservation of a comic. You know what I mean? Just like that stance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, this is a level of superstar.
That's it.
Because
that's it.
If another comic arrived, if Russell Peters did the same thing, everybody will do the same thing, no? You think Dave Chappelle was, the energy was more there?
I think so, man. I think so.
So why you think that? Why you think
that? Just knowing thyself, I think, in my opinion, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, there's something.
Is it you or everybody you think?
No, it was everybody. Man.
Okay,
was
so
everybody.
So he arrived, everybody stopped.
Everybody just went,
wow.
You know what I mean? And like, you feel it.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
like in order to have that.
So you said to yourself, what? You said, I want that?
Yeah, I wanted to be, like, why I became serious about it is, I wanted to.
The attention.
That's it, I think so.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Let's not.
I mean, it's not bad.
Let's not sugarcoat it.
Exactly. Don't be shy, man. Why you think everybody wants that?
That's it.
But trust me, they have certain other level, or it's fun.
That's it.
Like, oh, it's Dave Chappelle. Oh,
yeah.
It's Russell Peters.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Chris Rock or Chris. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depends. But I understand.
It balances.
It's like Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
You remember, everywhere you go, Dave Chappelle of comedy, boom, you know. And so you saw that, and you have a feeling like, okay, I want this.
Yeah.
But do you know?
Exactly.
To go there.
You have to work on yourself. You know,
it's a long process.
It's super long, for sure. Just writing a joke.
Yeah.
Just like I understood the.
The time to.
Yeah, like it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you need 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years, 30 years.
Minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
To before, maybe
even more, yeah.
You know, so, but this, you feel something.
That's it, yeah.
You said, okay, this is make you. Because you could say, oh my God, I will never be that.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is too big. It's impossible. I'm delusional.
Delusional.
Delusional,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You never said that. You said, I want this.
No, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So what did you do after? Did you try to talk to Dave Chappelle?
No, I couldn't. It was, I froze. Yeah,
oh, you froze.
Yeah. Like, I was at the award show. There was an award show and everybody was there. Like, Kevin Hart. Just everybody, the superstars.
Yeah.
Chappelle is right behind me.
No way.
I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? Because I was like shaking.
No way.
Yeah, it was incredible. I'm like, bro, how is a person making me feel that way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's.
I know. I understand.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay, I gotta work. You know what I mean? I gotta get to work to get. To this level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a big level.
That's it. It's
okay.
Huge. That's like
But this situation give you the drive to come back.
Exactly.
So when did you do a comedy after that? When did you start? Did you start the day after the same night?
Yeah. I started emailing like crazy.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I gotta work on the jokes. I gotta get back at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With my newfound mentality and stuff.
Yeah.
Like to like. Knowing thyself, reading books, etc., etc. So I did my first set back, and then I don't even know where.
You don't remember?
That's how much I was doing it. Now McLean's on Sundays, probably.
McLean?
Yeah. And it was like a packed night, and I did my joke. I don't even know.
Okay, So this is July 2018.
Yeah, July 2018.
So for the last 6 months in 2018, how many shows did you do? Do you remember?
Did like open mics, I did like
seven shows a week?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So for the last 6 months,
yeah.
bang.
Like grumpy, exactly.
Okay.
I was at it.
Okay.
And then like at the same time, this producer hit me up. Which was Global Sounds. He's like, yo, I heard about you. I want you on my show.
Whoa.
I'm like, shit, is this paid? And then it was in September. You know what I mean? So July, August, September. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you have a big X on your calendar,
exactly.
A pay gig.
I got some.
How much? Remember?
Yeah, it was like $50.
Is it your first $50?
Yeah, my first $50.
You never get paid before?
Never got paid
before. Wow.
So it was my first $50, so I'm like, okay, if this is the energy that I'm.
Yes.
You know, this is.
Yes. This is the energy I saw when I saw you.
Exactly.
This is the energy. So this kid is an open mic, but you have the drive and the energy.
That's it.
Because trust me, if you have this energy all the time, no matter where you are,
exactly.
Look at that.
Exactly.
You attract me.
Exactly.
You attract the guy, you know, and you're going to, and with the video on YouTube, people will. We maybe we say, hey, it was funny,
also,
I want to hire you.
Also.
No, it's the goal.
Also.
Don't worry. This
industry
is,
people.
It's forever.
Yeah.
It's forever. It's on YouTube.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's
so this is the goal. Help each other. So September, how was the show? Did you care?
My first show, yeah.
The $50 show?
Okay, so this is what happened. The audience was my people. You know what I mean? So
it's funny. Man, your
just,
people, man.
Just my people.
Oh,
like,
my
the
God.
Whole audience was my people who I invited. So I'm like, okay.
But you work.
Eye opener, of course.
But you work hard all summer.
I want to. I want. Like, if I'm gonna get paid, I gotta show up. You know?
Yeah.
I'm selling tickets. I'm posting it. You know what I mean? I'm working. So like, I wanted that to be on point. And then I got to the show. My first paid show. It was my people, my audience.
You sell more tickets than the pay you get.
Exactly. I was like, yo, I want a cut of this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. and made me realize, like, okay, this is the state of Montreal comedy. I gotta step it up again.
Did you do well?
Yeah, I got some positive feedback.
If I was there.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna say, it's the 8, 6 of 10, 7 of 10, how did you describe
so
the...
I would say...
Are you confident, I remember, if you were...
Yeah, I was super confident.
Okay.
Because I saw my people, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna have a conversation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
How much time you did?
I think I did over my 7 minutes.
Okay.
So I did 8 minutes just talking. And yeah, pretty
good. The guy who paid you, what he said to you, remember?
He's like, yo, I want you on my next show. Because I brought audiences, you know what I mean?
Okay, but did he enjoy
it? Yeah, yeah. He said, yo, props, man. And ever
because
since...
you could say you're lucky you bring people because you suck, you know?
Exactly.
So, but you did well and you bring people.
Exactly. So I got... ever since that date, I've been part of the roster, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then the next show, like with the same producer, was the bigger show.
Remember when?
December.
Okay.
So just, yeah, so September.
So 2 months later.
Exactly.
Yes.
And December 2018.
Okay, so maybe 3 months, October,
exactly.
November. Okay.
That was my next paid show.
Another 50? Did you negotiate because you bring people?
Exactly. I was like, yo, last time I brought people,
yeah.
So let's, you know, my business side.
Yeah,
was not much. Exactly. So this was like a bigger crowd, finally some audience.
And you continue September, October, November to do open mic.
Yeah. Open mic, McLean's,
okay.
Anything I could get. You know what I mean? I wasn't traveling. Like, I wasn't investing in traveling until 2019. So, you know,
yeah.
Like, in 2019, I did Toronto,
so the,
Calgary.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. But okay. So you did another $50. How was the show?
The show was good. I think there I was super nervous.
Why?
Because there was a bigger crowd. You
bigger
know
crowd,
I mean?
Bigger nervous.
That's it, yeah.
When you say bigger crowd, how many people?
I think there was about 70 people. I think I'm exaggerating.
70?
70, yeah. 7-0.
So it's not big.
Yeah, okay.
You think it's big?
It was pretty big for my standard. Yeah.
What, how many in September?
September there was 5 people. My people. The 5 people, it was a big jump, you know what I mean? It was like, oh man.
Okay,
like,
so 70 people, me, I'm more stressed front of 5 people than 70.
Okay, what I mean, the 5 people were like my friends.
Wait, yeah, but you have how many people in the 70? The same 5?
No, 3. 3 this time.
So 3?
Yeah. Which was my mom, my sister.
Sorry.
My mom, my sister, my stepdad.
Okay. So 70 people, did you well? Did you?
Yeah, I made people.
Did you record it?
I did, yes.
Do you have a YouTube channel? Do you put your video?
I'm waiting on my quality content to be up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have the beginner.
So you have nothing?
No, but if you want, I can send you some
videos. I saw a video of you at the Yuck Yuck Calgary.
Yeah, oh my God. That was an experience, man.
No, man, where did you put this video?
I put it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so 70 people, very stressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Super very stressed, yeah. Like the best stress you never get.
I was like, oh man.
Really?
This is crazy.
Okay.
This is so surreal. This is, oh man.
Continue to talk.
I'm getting paid. I don't want to bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is my make it or break it. This is, like in December, that was the last show of 2018. So I put so much on my shoulders that, you know, like, it was just crazy. Like, it was an indescribable feeling.
Okay.
No, actually.
So did you bomb?
I bombed, yeah.
You bombed?
I think I would say
You bombed because of your stress?
I bombed because of, I wasn't.
Wow. What the guy said after? Did he say you bombed? Did you say what's happened? When he pay you?
I got an envelope, but there was no feedback. You know?
No feedback.
No.
But did he book you again?
Yeah, I got booked again.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
You have a feedback.
Yeah,
this is a kind of feedback, you know?
Yeah.
You're one-on-one.
That's it.
You know, you're not the 2-0, you're one-on-one.
That's it.
So he booked you again when?
This was, May.
May
2019.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's happened there?
So, like in the time?
What's happened at the show?
Oh, I, in my opinion, I think I killed.
You killed?
Yeah.
But how many people?
My people or?
No, in general.
Uh, 20 people.
So 20, less no people. Stress?
Yeah, no stress.
So December to May,
yeah.
You work hard?
Just worked hard, invested in myself.
Okay.
As far as like just seeing my jokes, how diverse it could be, you know? So like I was going to Toronto, I was doing open mics there.
Yeah.
Thankfully for the, like I made the connections in Toronto from just speaking to the comedians.
Yes.
You know, just like the real side of comedy and like networking, et cetera, et cetera. So I invested in like traveling, hotels and stuff like that. Toronto, and then I did Calgary recently. And
So now you how do you feel after, because I think you have 100 shows in the body.
I think so, yeah.
So how do you feel now?
Now I understand.
How do you focus with the stress, you know?
Oh, like I know I have 2 jokes out of that 100 shows that
you know you have 2 killer jokes.
Exactly.
So you finish with.
Yeah, exactly. So my weapons, I know like, oh shit, if this isn't going bad, I'll just go to that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it's a process. So it's like.
Exactly.
So I understood, like I understand, not understood, because I still know it.
Yeah.
Like I understand that I have stuff I could say, which is a guaranteed laugh.
And you still don't know who you are on stage. Though.
No, definitely.
You know, you're young.
Yeah.
You're focused.
Super, yeah.
But you have to figure it out.
Exactly.
What I want to say, you know? Because who I am.
What's my act?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? What makes me funny?
Remember, we talked about that at McKibben's Pub.
Yeah.
Remember, you eat a big fry? And I said to you about the joke, about, you know...
The Burger King, yeah.
The Burger King.
The manager. How I could expand on the joke.
Exactly, you know? Because I think you have something
awesome.
Great there.
Yeah.
So do you... What is your next goal? What is your smallest goal? Is it like I have a 10-minute killer? Be able to play more with the community in Montreal?
I want to have 15 minutes of solid material. You know what I mean? My goal for 2019 is to have 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Of material.
Yes.
And...
What is your ultimate goal? I know you said Dave Chappelle, but...
Reachable.
You want to say? I think you would like to pay your rent.
Oh man, yeah.
This is the goal. I think
this is definitely the goal.
You know,
to pay my rent with comedy, to be traveling, to you know just market myself and
yeah. I know. Yeah.
Just have fun. You know what I mean?
I know.
This comedy is so fun.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like just yeah. The goal is to pay my rent with the
15-minute pay your rent.
Having that hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hour of material and having that one-man show. Like
so how many shows did you do the last week?
I don't know. I was recovering from like a situation.
Okay, you have a...
Yeah, life had to stop.
Oh, okay. Is it about the stress or is it another thing?
It's like I had like an open heart surgery.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You have an open heart surgery?
Yeah, because when I was born, there was a pulmonary valve that got replaced.
Okay.
So that's why like I was surprised with when I got my heart broken, because it's already broken, you know what I mean?
Wow.
How could she break it even more? So I had to take a break.
Wow, it's really?
Yeah.
Wow, how you feel? Are you all right?
I'm ready to get back.
Everything is great?
Everything's good now,
Did you get scared, I'm sure?
Oh man!
So it was not about the stress. It's just about the in the past they did not.
Like I got my teeth cleaned. I'll just explain like what happened. Like I was born with a valve.
If you don't want to talk about
that,
let me know.
We're already in the topic. You know what I'm saying?
No, man. You know we can.
Simple. When I was born, there was a valve.
Yeah.
That got replaced.
Okay. And bad replace.
Good replace. So everything was good. When I was 15, I had to do a surgery to replace it.
Okay, another surgery.
Yeah, another surgery. And everything
this is
was
the
good.
Third one?
This is the third one.
Is that the last one?
The last one, yeah. It is the last one. Knock on wood.
Yes.
It got infected because I got my teeth cleaned and I was supposed to take antibiotic. But the rule in Canada is that you don't have to take antibiotic.
Okay.
But if you have a heart condition, you have to.
Wow.
So I didn't take the antibiotic, had surgery, and that's it. But I, like I said, with the whole life thing, like I was working so much in comedy, like before the surgery, for the whole month of May, I was in Calgary, just doing comedy, doing my thing, you know what I mean? When I came back, my mom's like, because I was sick, you know, there was like...
How sick? What is the symptom
like
before
flashes.
You...
I'd have shakes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like when my heart will pulsate.
Yeah.
I'd shake uncontrollably. And my mom's like, yo, go to the emergency, get that checked out. They found that it was infected, had to do surgery. And I was like, I cried. Obviously.
Yeah, I know. It's so
scary. You know what I mean?
Because you don't know if you're going to wake up again.
That's it. And this got so serious. No BS, yo.
No bullshit. No, man, I told you before, I said, you just said you have a heart surgery.
Yeah.
I said, we can, you don't need to talk about
it. All
but
good.
Now
we're
you're alive.
Exactly. I'm alive and healthy.
So
and
what did you bring back with that?
Just
because I think I can't talk to because I don't have that, but
yeah.
I'm sure you're back now with all the bullshit.
Exactly.
Because you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because this is a gift.
Exactly. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm back, and I realized that I think I need that break because I was working too hard. Like I don't know. There's something. There's a reason why. You know what I mean? Like
you think it's about because of the comedy?
Not because of the comedy, but just life in general. You know,
yeah,
I'm tired.
The
of
stress
everything.
We put to ourselves
that's
all
it,
the
that's
time.
It. I needed a break. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's how I think of it in my eyes, and I'm back. I'm super thankful, and
we are happy. You're happy. We are happy. You're alive, buddy.
Exactly.
And now it's true, man. Because life is short, you know.
Oh yeah, super short.
We spend so many times for stupid thing, and just focus on. Because, you know, we don't have a book to explain who we are, you know?
That's it.
You know?
But I'll be writing a biography soon, so...
You know, yeah, why not?
Look out for the books.
But you know what I mean? You have to figure it out what is your life for you.
Yep.
And with your situation, you know?
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It goes to the past, like when I was bullied.
Yeah.
Like, it all makes sense to me, kind of, you know? And it doesn't, because it's life, you know? You... Like stand up, you say a joke, you don't know the response.
No.
Life,
same
you
thing.
Go there, you don't know the response.
Exactly.
So you just gotta keep going, you know?
It's why we love to do that. You
why
know, it's an
passion.
Adventure all the time.
Yeah.
It's so stressed all the time. You know, like so when you saw a stool like that, what is your feeling when you saw it? Do you need the stool when you go on stage? Is it something?
I recently started sitting down.
Recently sitting down?
Yeah. And just like, you know.
Chill.
Exactly. What's up, guys?
And the mic, you like that?
That's it, yeah.
The mic. Do you like the stand? Do you use the stand sometimes?
No, I don't. I put it
on the back.
Yeah.
And you
like
chill.
I said, I don't know my voice on stage, you know? So
no,
I'm
no,
not
you
think,
yeah.
Before my surgery, I did my first bilingual show.
No way, in French?
I started in French. And the producer's like, talk in English.
No, but okay, let's try. I know it's an English podcast, but let's try in French. Talk to me in French.
Okay, so je comme mon premier blague, c'est comme, it was about an interview, like I had.
Non, mais vas-y, dis-la en français.
Okay, so j'ai had de, you know, quelques...
In English, but in English.
In person, appelle moi.
Okay.
C'est un job bilingue.
Okay.
Et il est comme il dit est-ce que tu parles en français? Et je comme oui, je comprends français, mais je veux répondre en anglais. Ok, désolé. Quoi? Hello? Hello? I was like, désolé. Like shit. So I didn't get the job, you know? It's like the interviewer sensed that this guy's not serious about the French.
Yeah, you know.
And that's it. So
you want to do a show in French? You want to learn French and do a show in French? Or
No, it was just bilingual. I want to hit a mic, you know? I was like, yo, bad boy's in the rear, you're doing English. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I realized I was a French crowd, so I tried French, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, man, you put so much toughness on you, man.
That's it.
It's another muscle, man.
Yeah, mentally, mental toughness.
All right. So, okay. So, So now it's July 2019. Are you going to watch Just for Laughs?
Oh yeah. I'm.
You buy a pass? How it's work?
So basically, I do the volunteer program.
Okay.
And then you get the pass.
Oh.
If you get
good. Oh, it's amazing.
It's a hack. I don't know if Just for Laughs is gonna not.
No, it's not a hack. No, the hack is if you don't do your job.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's a hack. But if you do your job and you use the card to go see, it's amazing.
So.
Because I'm gonna be there too.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because you know what, Just for Laughs have a part of conference.
Yeah.
Comedy Pro. So it's like you said, the awards,
yeah.
They give awards, but they have a lot of conference about the struggling, like we talk about. But I remember I saw Mark Maron, I think it's 4 or 5 years ago. He explained how he struggled in his career, and when he started his podcast, Succeed arrived, and he cried. He cried at the conference. He was so emotional. It was beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
And it's real. Because, you know, life, first, is not easy.
That is it.
So I'm gonna say me. It's easy if I compare with you,
yeah.
Man. You're a monster, and so imagine if you decide to be a comedian, because comedian, the only path exists. It's your path. It's the road you decide. You
that's
know,
it, that's
if
it.
You quit, you it's your fault.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So now, do you think you're gonna quit soon? What?
Definitely not. No.
No.
Like I'm gonna recover and be 100%.
Yes.
And then continue to invest in myself as a person. You know what I mean? I love the rawness of comedy. You know what I mean? I love writing new jokes. I love
trying joke.
It. I like it's
chill
it's
with other comic outside
exactly,
after a gig.
Such a high, exactly.
Yeah.
So and I love the networking. Like it's business too.
Yeah. And you have two shows tonight.
But yeah, I'm doing
two shows. Look at that, Hustling, Blue Dog.
Surgery 3 weeks ago. I'm back at it.
Blue Dog and Mickey Benz.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with Kevin too.
Wow.
And from there, you know, you keep working.
Keep working, and you know what? I'm gonna do a confidence to you. If I forgot and I lie, it's gonna be recorded. I would like you do my first act soon as possible.
Okay.
So work hard and find a 15-minute killer, and I'm gonna pay you great money. You don't need to bring your friend. You know what I mean?
I think
you're funny.
Yeah.
And I think you're nowhere about the funny you are. So it sounds weird how I say that, but you're funny now. But you know you're not you're in shape. Yes, but I can be in better shape.
Yeah.
So continue
that, yeah.
Because when you're gonna start to be comfortable on stage, believe in yourself. Bombing, trying jokes, and you're gonna realize this face is important in your style.
That's
because already you're already funny.
Yeah.
You know, so you know already how to use the bullying in the past. With the comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this is gold, you know. It's not a coincidence if you start to knock at the door and selling stuff, you know. It's a painting.
I realize that it all ties in. You know what I mean? It's not even just being a stand-up comedian. It's life.
It's to be a good person.
Exactly. It's
you know. Because you can be a good comic, but if you have a bad attitude, nobody will book you. Nobody will.
That's my point. Like you know, when people go on, like that's a point that I make all the time with my friends. Like, my bad. Did I make you itchy? It's just like.
No. It's because I have a look at that. This, and I should do that before, but he always why what is chatouille? Why it disturb me? You know.
Damn.
But
it's not mosquito.
Yeah, it was. But it was a. So,
you know when comics go on stage and like you could sense, okay, you're clearly a virgin because you have this kind of aura, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a virgin, like they make jokes about being I'm this, it's like, yeah, we get it. But we're gonna laugh because it's funny, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But really it's sad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, no, I know.
You get what I mean?
Like, your coke story, it's sad.
That's it.
But you're funny.
Yeah.
You explained that.
We see it, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to, you're develop yourself as a person first.
Yes.
And then the aura will be there on stage. You
yes.
Think?
Yeah.
So it's like if I make jokes about.
About what?
About being small.
Okay.
Being small, but being small, and having to, sun tower people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if the attitude isn't there or the aura.
Yeah.
Then the joke doesn't work. You get what I mean?
Oh yeah, I know. It's exactly. It's the timing of everything.
Yeah.
First of all, be natural on stage. That's take years, man.
That's it.
It's 500 show.
Yeah.
Before judging yourself, that what I'm gonna do with this, you know, people want so much answer, the trick. No, you have to bomb 500 times. You have to work 500 times, no matter what. You know, and you can see the process. Now you start to get paid.
Yeah.
So this you should take this to motivate you, because it's another step. You know, you bomb. Oh, somebody recognize you. Yes, I'm gonna pay you. You're gonna pay me, and you know what I mean. And
like I actually have something. You know, people see that.
Exactly.
So
it's step by step. You know, don't compare yourself with other. It's another journey. It's your story. It's your life. It depends how much are you hungry to be the next Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you say that at the BS,
with,
you know?
No BS, but that's me.
Exactly. So we're going to see if it's a BS or not.
That's it.
With I'm going to follow you. Say, what's happened, Baldy? You know?
Yeah.
You don't have a show? No, I ate chips tonight. You know, you're not serious. Where's Dave Chappelle, you know?
Yeah.
You have to focus. And continue to what you did, because I think you're a great human being. You have a great story, and you're humble, and you know the pattern. You know you're not too much cocky, and you have enough ego to because I always said to kill the ego when you bomb, but you need your ego to protect yourself with all the bad people around this business. Exactly.
You
need this ego. You have to use it properly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have everything to succeed, man. I'm very happy you came here to talk about yourself. And you're still alive, Baldy.
Yeah, that's
you scared me, man, the last time you said I was at the hospital.
#Baldy.
Wow. But before you go, I have a serious question. Do you think the Expo are back?
The baseball team, right?
Yes, the baseball team, Baldy.
Honestly,
do you know baseball?
Yeah, of course. Yankees, Boston, and all that.
Yes. Did you see a baseball game in your life?
Where? Camp. At the Expos, actually. Like when I was...
2004?
2003.
They moved in 2003?
Yeah, 2003.
So you went to the Olympic Stadium?
Yeah.
So you saw nobody there? Hot dog, $1?
Yeah. And,
$5 tickets?
UP.
Before they go? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was a cool experience. Like,
yes.
Just being... in the sports like arena.
So
like,
they talk about they're gonna come back. Do you think that's a good idea?
Honestly, Toronto winning the championship.
Yeah, two years in a row.
Exactly. Toronto Raptors.
Oh, Raptors. Yeah,
Raptors. So I guess like the meet or like whoever's in charge sees that there's income in sports. There's
it's scary.
Goddamn, there's income in sports. You know what I mean?
So yeah, like, but I think it is just opportunists.
Yeah.
I know what you mean by this,
financially, you got business wise.
Yeah.
Like they see how much traffic that the Raptors got.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that Montreal wants that traffic again.
No, but do you think if the Toronto Maple Leaf win the Stanley Cup, would be the same thing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But Toronto is influencing Montreal.
Exactly.
In
yeah.
So of course, I think Expos are coming back.
You think would you go there?
Oh yeah.
Because they're gonna do the stadium in Griffintown,
Old Port.
Outside. You know what I mean? And they talk about the season with Tampa Bay Rays, 41 game each.
Tampa Bay
Rays. It's the baseball team in Tampa Bay.
Oh.
The Rays of Tampa Bay.
The home court is gonna be in Montreal.
The 41 game. Only 41 game. You never heard that? Oh, so you don't. You're not a sport. Do you like sports in general?
I do like, but I'm not into like.
No, you're not into it like me, you know.
Yeah.
But I understand. But it's why I don't. I ask you if Expo are back, you're gonna chill.
Like I said, like financially, it's smart that
yeah, I know exactly
because like so like market. I said, Toronto's Toronto's influencing Montreal.
Exactly. Yeah.
So the traffic, like business wise, I think it's yeah, like why not?
Because exactly.
That's it. Yeah, the Expos are going to be back.
So what is your hat?
It's Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So man. Thanks for the hug.
Oh, I got you, man.
This is going to be, like you said, the gnome of the podcast.
I
was going to be there all the time. No. All the time is going to be there. And it's our muse now.
That's possible.
It's going to be the...
That's the stump of the
pot. The golden Drew.
Yeah. That's what's up.
The golden Drew, buddy.
Let's go.
Let's go bomb
yep.
and open mic. Let's do it. Wow. Thank you so much, man. For
appreciate
your generosity, buddy.
Thank you for having me, man.